This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Anybody? Todd? Kevin? Has the world changed yet or no?
I think it has a little bit. It got a little brighter.
It did, really?
Last couple of minutes, anyway.
It says global warming.
Oh, no, just the sun's coming up.
Global lighting.
Lighting the room.
Yeah. Don't forget, the sun is dark. We heard that from one of our friends in New Salem. Somebody came up to me the other day and said, you know that guy that called you from New Salem talking about the sun? He said, he made a lot of sense. And, I don't know that I was smart enough to know whether he was making sense, but it was interesting. It was really interesting. No, hey, all opinions are welcome here, by golly. All theories, bring them on. If we think they're a little too far out there, we'll just say we think they're a little too far out there, but it doesn't mean you don't have a chance to say them right here on the program. Todd, have you filled out a bracket yet for March Madness? Can I call it March Madness? Or is that like the Super Bowl where I can't say Super Bowl?
Whatever. You can say March Madness.
I don't know if I can.
I think you did.
I didn't hear the buzzer from Todd, so I think we're kind of safe. Are we safe, Todd?
I'll tell both of you. No, you can't.
No, you can't. See? Todd knows. Well, we didn't hear the buzzer, so we didn't know. What can I call it? Just March the basketball thing? Can't call it that either.
Those are all trademarked. March Madness, March Mayhem. Those are all trademarked.
All right. Final Four? Can I say that?
No.
Quest of the Final? No, can't say that. Bracket. They don't own Bracket, do they?
No.
I hope not. No. Anyway, we have a little contest we kicked up here, which is kind of a little fun. So we're going to tell you about that coming up in a little bit. But right now, a full bank of calls wanting to talk about the news of the day. And we welcome Jeff from Northern North Dakota. Do you not want to tell us where you're at? Is like a top secret location in a bunker somewhere? Where in Northern North Dakota are you, Jeff?
The big town of Rolette.
Rolette. All right, beautiful. I don't know that I've been to Rolette before.
27 degrees up here, I tell you. You better come up and bring your shorts.
You're melting some snow, are you?
Whoopery. Yep, Tony, it's coming.
I love it. I love it. What's on your mind today?
What I had was a question for Mr. Kramer, and that was, why don't you ever hear, I agree with the wall. I wanted the wall built 40 years ago, and I'm 58 years old. But why don't you ever hear any politicians saying, okay, another thing we should do, I believe there's three things that we should do to get a control on this illegal immigration. One is the wall. Two is put a 30% remittance tax on every penny being sent to any foreign country by an illegal. And number three, why can't we shut down aid? All the free medical and the free legal and the free schooling to any illegal, I think that would help curb the illegal immigration quite a bit. And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, you're heartless, Jeff. You realize that, don't you? You're racist. You're heartless. I'm, of course, joking. That's what they say about you when you suggest things like that. And look, illegal is illegal. So, you follow the law and you'll have no problem. But this is where America's going. I know they came here illegally, but. And I just think we have to get much better at deterring illegal immigration so we can be better at legal immigration. and say, if you want to come, get in that line. But you're not getting here otherwise. And there's nothing wrong with that, in my mind. That's not racist. That's not heartless. That's saying we have to have laws. You know, otherwise you're getting into, well, I know you stole a car, but you didn't, you know, you needed a car. So, you know, Kevin didn't need his car. I'm going to take his car. You start justifying it. Charles in Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Lay it on us.
I just wanted to make a comment that Republicans get real bullets. Democrats get fake bombs. And Republicans also get jail time. And the Democrats get pardons. And I'm in favor of the wall, so I hope they get it done.
I'm not following the bombs and you lost me at bombs and rubber bullets.
Fake bombs were given to certain Democrats. They were fake bombs. But
right.
But they shot a Republican.
You know, oh, I see what you're saying. Board. Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You get real bullets, Democrats get fake bombs, and then you get your pardons to the Democrats. And what do they get? Jail time for the Republicans?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair justice, you know.
That's an interesting contrast on how things are done. Charles, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Carrington, North Dakota, and that's a great place. You know which famous Minnesota Vikings from Carrington, don't you? Anybody? Kevin doesn't know. Todd, do you know?
Mm-mm.
Famous former Minnesota Viking, Carrington, North Dakota. Also played for the University of North Dakota.
Oh, Kleinsaucer.
There you go. Jimmy Kleinsaucer.
I think he was from Castleton, but you're right, Carrington. Yep.
What a dandy he is. Yeah, they got a little sign up outside of town for him, as they should. Mark emails, there is no discipline in American government. Well, that's on us, though, again, isn't it? We demand that? I think we should. Let's go to Pete in Fargo. Pete, what's on your mind?
Scott, love your show. I think you and Chris discovered something that ought to be infinitely helpful to Senator Cramer and the president. You know, I would assume that the court was asked to design a fence that kept people out, and yet on Friday's show of POV, I could see grass growing on the Mexican side under the fence and a futile attempt of rolling up some sand on one side to partially cover the hole and conversation about picks and shovels to get under it. Well, I don't think you'd even need a pick and a shovel, but, you know, when they're spending money for a fence that's supposed to keep people out and they leave a foot hole underneath it, you know, we can't replace those doing it with our tax dollars. Nobody's watching the farm.
I couldn't agree anymore. I mean, that for me was the eye-opener down there. Number one, we are going to places where there's supposed to be building fence, like a second barrier or new fence, right? There's none there. It's not being done. And this is a previous appropriation. This isn't the recently passed appropriation. So, again, go back to Kevin Cramer's letter. To the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, who I had the letter and told President Trump about it in our conversation. He said, I want the letter. So the letter says they're not building the fence. Okay, that's number one. Number two, to your point, not only are they not building a fence, where they have built a fence, it is easily penetrated in some locations. It's bad. Now, the National Guard is down there. They're putting the wire near the border checkpoints. Ports of entry, they put this wire at the top of the wall so they can't climb it. But if you can go underneath it, why are you worried about climbing it? You know, less scratches. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. The Corps of Engineers down there is incompetent. They're imbeciles. You know, it's ridiculous. And as you heard Senator Cramer say, he meets with them to say, what's going on, guys? We're in a design phase. We're in the process of trying to, you know, build the wall. Stop talking about it. Start doing it. Enough talk. Now let's walk. I don't know. I am so frustrated with it. I really am. And because I know that we heard President Trump in 2016 talk about this. He's talked about it as president. He thinks he's getting what he has bought and paid for, and he's not. So I don't know how to wake him up, but I do think we got to do something ourselves, Peter. You know, I do.
I certainly agree with you. You know, but when the president and the Senate can't oversee a bureaucracy that's got a out of control Department of Justice, Corps of Engineers that won't build a fence or builds an inadequate fence or purposely leaves a hole under it. I remember I did a fence for Arvid Benson over behind his store, and he was shocked at the price of it just to keep cars from parking on the tracks. You know, he says, Peter, you're a farm boy. You should be able to build a better fence than they can. And so we tried, but my point is it's unbelievable that they can get by with that.
It is. So glad you caught that, Peter. Paid attention to it. Speaking of Chris Berg, he's going to join us at 10 before the top of the hour on this topic. We have a new segment that we end the show, like the final view, the final word. I don't know. We need to come up with a name for it. So if you've got a good name for it, you know, everything's got to have a good name. Let us know. But that's coming up before we're done today. On What's On Your Mind. Back to your calls after this. Don't go away.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to interofficend.com.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Final logical thoughts with logical minds. There you go. Robert text, Scott, the wall is not going to get built on tribal land in Arizona. Okay, so don't build a wall then. Just let anybody come in that wants to come in. All right, that's fine. Yeah, these arguments just infuriate me. But the wall around it, evidently the tribal land in Arizona, they want to, you know, have, you know, thousands of folks come from Guatemala and Honduras and Mexico. Great. There's ways to solve that. Keep those texts coming, 701-367-2054. Get text hot at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. MyPillow is one of our fine sponsors on the program today. Our friend Mike Lindell makes great pillows. He invented it. He makes great mattress toppers. He makes great pet pillows. And now, this is what I love about the guy. He's like, okay, we should have sheets. But before we just make sheets, let's go find the best cotton on the planet Earth. And they go all over the place, and they find in the Mediterranean, they grow really great cotton. So they use these Giza cotton, to make these sheets, these dream sheets. And they're fantastic. I don't know, I have a hard time describing them on the radio, but I'm just going to tell you, when you get into bed at night, you just go, ah. It's like, wow.
How'd that go?
I'm floating. Ah. You're floating. You know? It's that nice. I don't know how else to describe it, Todd. You just got to take my word for it. They're really, really good. Giza Dream Sheets. Slide into bed at night. Paradise. Right there. 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping if you use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Christian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Always nice to talk to you.
And likewise, you as well.
On this, I'm a repeat offender on this program. On this border issue, I'd like to first say, I remind everybody, we are a border state. If they don't stop them at the southern border, they're going to come in through the northern border. Otherwise, they're going to come in through the coast. We have to expand our Coast Guard. We have to take care of these things. A friend of mine was looking into moving into a mountainous region of Mexico. You have to have $5,000 in a bank account first. And there is no such thing as asylum in Mexico for Americans if you feel you're being oppressed. And you cannot own beachfront property. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We need more strict immigration laws than we have right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the idea that if you come from Mexico, we can turn you back, right? And say, no, you're not coming in. You can't get in. You go back. But if you're from Guatemala, Honduras, Central American, means, okay, you turn yourself into a border agent, you go to a detention facility, and you're released 20 days later, is the height of insanity. I just want to scream when I hear that.
I know.
I want to scream.
They disappear into the milieu of this country, and we never see him again.
No, of course
all
not.
All they do is take.
Take. That's right, Christian. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. All right.
Great day.
You too. Monty and Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir.
I would like to find out why the people in the United States think they have to release them to the people coming across the southern border illegally to the general population when we have existing FEMA camps in the United States that were built during Obama's tenure in office. And he was not a legal president of the United States. He was born in Kenya. I have two people in ministry that have pointed to the house that he was born in, and one of the times one of those people saw his brother standing by the fence. This bull baloney of people not thinking beyond the box has got to stop. If we can arrest them at the border, we can put them in a FEMA camp and they can stay there until they are deported or accepted as a person to be applied for citizenship. And this business of having sanctuary cities or states is foolishness.
Yeah, it
they
is.
They don't belong to the United States if they're sanctuary. It's plain foolishness, and it's not in the common best sense of the United States to have it and provide it.
Bonnie, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for listening. June and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. The question was for Kramer, but I can make it into kind of a comment and a question for all. I was wondering if there were any laws that could prevent the entry based on the serious public health threat that is being posed because of bringing in serious diseases into our country. And that can be validated. There are medical experts out there that do indicate that these illegal immigrants do pose a serious public health problem. In fact, some people who have been down and interviewed medical experts along the border of Central America regarding the caravan, which is along Guatemala and Honduras, that border, they have really warned that among the migrants, they are carrying extremely drug-resistant strands of tuberculosis.
Yeah, you hear that a lot, and that spiked big time. Yeah.
Yep, and even the health crisis with, they see the Venezuelans, that influx into the neighboring countries, they're spreading malaria, yellow fever, diphtheria, tuberculosis, AIDS throughout South America, and that's where these illegal immigrants are coming from, South America. So I was wondering if there was something with that approach could also be in regard to laws, because we remember our family immigrants that came over in the early 1900s, if they had a disease, they were quarantined, and many of them were sent back simply because they had a disease. So I guess that was just a question I wanted to raise.
Yeah, that was legal immigration, right? It was legal there. They were coming here legally, going through a process at Ellis Island, and if there was as much as a sniffle, they were put into a separate line and checked up by a doctor. And you're right, people that had, even not so serious health issues were sent back. You know, so people forget, and that's honestly the way it should be. I mean, that's just common sense for any country. You're not going to say, all right, you've got a disease, let's bring you in here. June, you're right. That's just one point. Just June's point right there on a health basis alone. On a health basis alone. And then you can go on to drugs, to human trafficking. Right?
Needles right now.
I know, June. Thank you for your call. Appreciate that. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed do you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused work days, but certainly great memories. And although I can't answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni is a slam dunk. A deliciously supreme is a game winner, and you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pastor, and Hunting Land auctions at Oliver, McLean, Ward, Cass, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lamoure counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Partially redacted search warrant materials in the case against former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen have now been released by the FBI, and they indicate the FBI began investigating Cohen well before his office, home, and hotel room were raided nearly a year ago. At the time of the raid, Cohen was still working for the Trump Organization. Cohen is headed to prison after pleading guilty to lying to Congress, tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. Authorities say a chemical fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company facility near Houston could burn for two more days. But Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo claims air quality near the fire remains acceptable.
Right now what we're seeing is no elevated levels because the plume is high enough that it's not affecting us here close to the ground.
And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bella Wood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Talk about the business partnerships between the University of Mary and businesses that are really working on the workforce front. We have, as you know, a workforce challenge in this state of major proportions. More people, more jobs open than there are people looking for the jobs. So University of Mary has some great partnerships that really help with that regard, give the employees an extra benefit that is very well received. So I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. Also, I want to tell you a little bit about... I don't know if you know, but there is a college basketball playoff underway, and the finals are approaching, okay? And some people like to think they know who's going to win. And so they have a little bracket, and they see, for instance, here North Central playing North Dakota State coming up on, is that Wednesday? Thursday, right? Thursday. Yeah.
Yes, they will play. The Bison play tomorrow, and then the tournament starts Thursday.
Yeah, and that's right. Okay, so they play tomorrow, and then Thursday is when the tournament would start, and so they would play on Friday against Duke then. Ooh.
Correct.
Yeah. If they win that game. So
imagine
anyway,
them beating Coach K. Oh, my God.
Ever seen what a Bison will do to a little Blue Devil?
It can happen, ladies and gentlemen.
Squish.
It can happen. So if you want to be part of this, I am filling out one of these brackets. And if you beat me, you have a chance to win over $1,000 in cash and prizes. A pizza corner pizza. Pizza corner pizza. Yeah, I think we should have our own little contest on. I think we should, and I'll get you.
Don't want me to enter to beat you. I would be.
Get you my pillow. Schmidt's Gyms and Fine Jewelry, Rainbow Play Systems of North Dakota, and all you have to do is you go to the Flag website, find this AM1100TheFlag.com, AM1100TheFlag.com. It's our Fargo affiliate, and sign up for that bracket challenge. And if you have the best bracket at the end, you win all the cash and prizes. So it's kind of fun. So I'm looking for some challengers. So and this is of course for. Something commonly referred to as, you ready? College basketball playoffs. That's what it is.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, college basketball playoffs.
Safe lane.
Counting, yeah, that's where you know me. I'm going to be in the safe lane.
We'll give the NCAA time. They'll just screw that up, too.
Come up with another term or something like that. Yeah. all right, next up on the program, we're going to learn a little bit about something that is working. I'm Rachel Brash. Glad to welcome Rachel back to the program. She's Executive Director of the University of Mary Worldwide. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Scott.
Nice to have you here. Pat Bertinelli is here, and Pat is the Vice President of Human Resources at MBI Energy Services. Pat, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott.
And first of all, Rachel, explain what a business partnership is. What do you do when you work with folks like MBI and others?
Mm-hmm. So we offer a variety of both undergraduate and graduate programs for that working adult, so online or at one of our locations across the state in the evening. But we also want to make sure that we're a key market for us to be able to serve is the employers, right, and understanding what their needs are. And so we work with various employers across the state. And we offer scholarships to those employees who want to maybe finish up their bachelor's degree. Maybe they're looking for a master's degree, or they're potentially looking at a certificate or other type of training. And so we offer their employees those scholarships. So it makes it more affordable for that employee. And then also, too, it's a great benefit to be able to attract people to those employers as well. We want to help them to be able to attract the best people out there and to be able to retain them long term. And those business partnerships are really a key component of that.
All right, and Pat, from your perspective, as part of the benefit package for folks that want to work for a world-class oilfield service company like MBI Energy, you know, what kind of a sweetener, if you will, is that for your prospective employees?
Our folks were very enthused about the relationship. We've got presence over there in Watford City. We got Bob over there, Bob Nelson, who's right there in Watford City, and. We have this community partnership as well to educate our employees when they come out here. We have opportunities to educate them on the benefits of being in North Dakota and taking advantage of the opportunities that we have in this great state. So we have had University of Mary pop into our safety meetings and just do a brief introduction and be available after the safety meetings for questions and answers. And obviously we're not going to take away from the safety message, but just having those folks there waiting for the safety meeting to end, we were really enthused and surprised at how many of our folks actually went and engaged Bob to ask about the opportunities. So as Rachel was saying, we have a scholarship program, $400 per semester per employee, and they're very excited about it. We got employees all over western North Dakota. Many of them have been reaching out to get more information, and they're just very excited about it.
Once they get a degree in a particular area, then is it? I mean, are they doing that so they can rise up the ladder at MBI, for instance?
I would say that was one of their objectives, and then as we engage University of Mary, we'll pay close attention to that too, and then we'll work with our management team to make sure that we're collaborating with that employee on potential opportunities that they may want in the future. So it'll definitely be a teamwork approach to bringing out the best in our people.
And is the benefit available to anybody at MBI, new employees, current employees?
Absolutely.
How about spouses, Pat?
It doesn't cover the spouses yet, but we're hoping that with our partnership with University of Mary, that if our employees have a great experience with that, that will drive some traffic to University of Mary for sure. But I will tell you that as we recruit people to North Dakota, we do share our relationship with University of Mary. They're just an absolute great community partner. And, we can talk a little bit here, a little bit more about the workforce initiative that we have to train our management team. So they've just been a great partner, and our folks appreciate that partnership.
Yeah, interesting. I'm going to learn more about that in a minute here. Rachel, how about other companies? Are they either trying or considering adding spouses? I think of that just because, obviously, in the case of the oil field work, you bring somebody there that they might have had somebody new to the community and a spouse that has the opportunity to take advantage of this program and find a career that works for them, and that's that much more likely that they, one stays at the particular company and the other one is out meeting a workforce need that we have in North Dakota. Do many businesses do the spouse thing?
Absolutely. We talk to a lot of family members, and they find, it's time for me to go back to school, too. And we love to help them. We had actually a great conversation probably a few years ago at MBI, actually, where there was a steak fry that went on there for employees and families. And as I was speaking with the employees and their spouses, there was people interested in counseling programs and MBAs and getting their bachelor's degree and getting a certificate. And a lot of those were the spouses, and they're looking to grow, obviously, in their own careers or maybe re-enter the workforce as well. And so it was really great to be able to work with those individuals and to be able to say, you guys can do this together. We have a husband and wife team here in Bismarck, and the wife started her degree, and she said, you know what, it's time for you to do this too. And so they're doing their program together. He's doing undergraduate, she's doing graduate, and it's a great example for their kids too, to be able to witness that, that it's really great to invest in yourself, because ultimately you're going to be able to invest in the community and your family more. And so whether it is maybe just a specialized training that we're doing, or maybe you're interested in doing the entire degree, it's a really great example, and it provides you with a skill set that's unique. And that's what's important, is that our courses provide opportunities to apply what you learn the very next day. It is what we strive to do. It's what we do, and it's really a core value when we're creating that curriculum.
Questions or comments? Welcome for our guests. We have a workforce crisis in the state. There's no question about it. It is probably the number one pain point. Not probably, it is the number one pain point. I've talked to enough employers just to know this firsthand of businesses here. There are more openings than there are people actively looking for work. So that means a lot of work, getting those positions filled. Things like this can really make a big difference. University of Mary has really been a great partner for companies in helping with that regard. Rachel Brash is Executive Director of University of Mary Worldwide, and Pat Bernanoli is the Vice President of Human Resources at MBI Energy Services. You give me a quarter every time I say your name right, and then maybe I'll get that down just perfect.
That sounds good.
Yeah, my Italian's a little weak. Anyway, so let's talk about what you mentioned earlier, and that is training for management and University of Mary helping there. Tell us a little bit about how that's worked.
Well, as we all know, there's a shortage of labor in the workforce, and really the mission is you have to find a way to do more with less. And we have a very talented management team, and to achieve that objective, you know, the one thing that I absolutely love about North Dakota is that you can really be anything that you want to be, and we've had a lot of folks that have worked hard and escalated through to the system and received promotions and are now running operations. But with that being said, we have to offer some type of a learning and development program to strengthen their skills, no different than training truck drivers or any of that other type of stuff. And we've been working with University of Mary. We've had several meetings with those folks. We brought in a cross-sectional group of our management team. And the one example I'll share with you is we've got a 23-year-old petroleum engineer that works for us. He's doing a fantastic job for us. But in this meeting with University of Mary, he said, "I'm a petroleum engineer, and I know how to be a petroleum engineer, but I need some skills in dealing and working with the people." So that was one objective that we're working with University of Mary, is to come up a curriculum that can help some of our young leaders, you know, advance in their own careers and just have great working relationships with our front line. And then just some of the other feedback that we got from some of the other managers. I mean, we have opportunities to really build any type of curriculum that we want. And that's the one thing that we really appreciate about University of Mary, is they're not trying to tell us what to do. They're listening to us and creating a curriculum that meets our needs.
Interesting. Yeah, and that you know, how would you put into words the difference that makes at the end? I mean, to have that process, have the knowledge be absorbed, and then when you get to, a year down the road, critical situation comes up and you have the benefit of that additional level of training. What kind of difference does that make, Pat?
I think it makes a huge difference. And again, we need to find ways to work smarter. And by educating our workforce, we're really finding ways, you know, with our partnership with the University of Mary, to bring out the best in our people. And that includes our front line.
Rachel, how do others get something started in the way of business partnerships like you enjoy with MBI Energy?
Sure. Give me a call. My number here is 701-355-8030. I would love to hear from you and learn how we can help you.
You need every edge you can get in this kind of an economy when it comes to workforce. Every edge you can get when somebody walks through the door and you have one that is a good fit, to be able to offer a partnership like this with University of Mary, and that benefit to your employees makes a lot of sense. So I would encourage you to give her a call. Pat, anything you want to say in the conclusion here?
I just appreciate the time, and I just love the opportunities available in North Dakota and all the great people that provide us the opportunities to do what we do.
So darn fun. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Rachel, how about you?
Well, this is a really great opportunity to work with great companies with MBI, and it's why we're here. So I look forward to doing that even more.
Thank you both. Appreciate your time, and great innovative things we need to celebrate, especially when it comes to things that can help solve something as challenging as our current workforce situation. Thank you both. Appreciate it very much. Rachel Brash, Executive Director Worldwide, University of Mary, and Pat Bernanelli, Vice President of Human Resources, MBI Energy. Chris Berg next.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft, it's silky, it's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life, she's got energy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Boy, it felt good on those cold winter mornings to have that heated steering wheel in my hand. And by the way, some of the worst blizzards we've ever had, the worst snowfall events we've ever had have been in April. Hate to say it. Get yours. Keep warm. Keep safe. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
DAC Diesel, one of our fine sponsors as well. CJ and the team a little busy today. Didn't get a chance to call in and check in with us, but they wanted us to tell you, if you need diesel work done, any diesel work, no matter pickup truck, semi-truck, tractor, whatever, you want a long-lasting repair, you want maintenance services that will keep the vehicle running smoothly for years, you want a real troubleshooter on something that's just, you know, been a real challenge for you to figure out, they're the pros. and they do house calls. They're in Bismarck. They're bringing rigs in from all over, and they're even going to fix rigs that are broke down. So they knew it all. DakDiesel.com for details, or call CJ right in his cell, 701-210-0888. All right, Chris Berg is here from Point of View. You watch him at 6:30 on KX4 in the East, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox in the West, and here each and every day. This is a new segment that we've moved into this slot. I've asked the audience to help us with a name for the program. Somebody suggested Berg's Eye View. Chris, what do you think of that?
Yeah. It's got a nice little ring to it.
Yeah, and also The Rap. The Rap is not another one, which would allow us to have a theme song, you know, which would be kind of nice. Todd and Kevin both are big on rap stuff. They find all kinds of the best rap music. So we get a new rap theme every day. So we'll keep working on it. Keep those suggestions coming. They're all good. We appreciate it very much. All right.
What rap song would you choose?
I hate rap with every fiber of my being. There's not one rap song I like. No, it's a bad idea.
I think it now. We're going to take Tupac, Me Against the World. That'll be our theme song going in.
Oh, there you go. All right. Good. Yes. All right, here we go. See what we started? It could be fun every day. We'd wonder, what in the world are they going to come up with?
Exactly.
I spoke with Senator John Hoeven earlier today. Okay, I'm good with that. Senator John Hoeven asked him about our frustration last week at the border to say, we go to see where there's supposed to be a new border wall. There is no border wall. We talked to border agents who say, yeah, catch and release is alive and well, and the numbers are off the charts. So I asked him the following. This national emergency declaration is an example, which obviously, you know, even some of your Republican colleagues don't agree with. Is that the ticket to breaking through the red tape? In other words, does that give the president the authority to say, look, the fishery industry is sitting there waiting. You guys aren't doing it. They're going to do it. I'm going to declare they're going to do it. Guess what? We're going to stop, you know, this catch and release stuff that we've been promising for a long time. Can he do those types of things with a national emergency declaration?
Yeah, under the law he can, and it is an emergency on the border, Scott, as you just described. We know that, and it's got to be addressed, just like we're talking about. Now, the other issue that came up is, well, you know, the 76 law that allows the emergency, is that too broad? Well, certainly we can and are having that debate. That's a separate issue, though. Changing that law is a separate issue. So he has the authority. We need to secure the border. He needs the funding to do that. That's why we worked to get him the funding. Obviously, we couldn't get him the full amount needed, so he's taken additional steps to get that funding for the border wall. Now, separate and apart, as far as the checks and balances and addressing the 76 law, certainly that's something we can do, but that should be done separately than securing the border.
Your response to his answer?
Well, I'm going to go visit with him today in Fargo, so I don't know if I have a response more than I have a question. So my question to him today will be, hey, you said that President Trump can legally say, hey, Tommy Fisher, this is now your bid. So my question to Senator Hoeven is, what are you going to do to get this done? Are you going to walk into his office? You were in his office last week talking about trade. What can our U.S. Senator from North Dakota do to ensure that President Trump is going to give this bid to a fantastic North Dakota company?
Right. And by the way, it can be any company, but I don't know of any other. This was history last week. $1 million plus into the demo saying we can do it and demonstrating they can do it. So clearly they can. I mean, just in general, private contractors are replacing the Corps. Done. All right. Who are we going to hire? Done. When are you starting? Go. You know, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done. I'm really done with this because people are done with it. And I think you've got a good suggestion. And, you know, Senator Cramer sounds much more frustrated about all this because he's saying the emergency declaration is going to be challenged in court. So that's going to take time. And, we'll have another delay, you know, there as well. But I think that's a great question. I'm dying to know his answer because I was glad to hear him say that the emergency declaration does allow this and that it is an emergency. So let's go.
Exactly. What's the holdup?
Yeah, exactly right. If you were voting in the Senate in North Dakota today on Sunday opening, would you vote for the law to remain as it is or for the law to change and allow, Sunday opening?
You and I have had this conversation before. I would vote to allow to let them be open on Sundays. You and I have differed in this. I don't think the government should be dictating to businesses when they should be open, when they shouldn't be open. And the perfect example, in my opinion, is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A chooses. They're not being forced by government. They choose to be closed on Sunday. I think a lot of people appreciate and respect that they do that, and they probably get more patronage out of people you know, that go there more often, more people, because of the values that that company displays. But the government's not forcing them to do that. They're choosing that as an organization.
Do you like the Constitution of the United States? Do you think there's a pretty good roadmap there on how to run a country?
Is that a trick question? Or?
Well, I just was wondering because, you know, this is in the history. This is in the century code of the of state of North Dakota. It goes back forever, and it talks about exactly why we do it. I think it makes us unique. I kind of like it. I don't worry about not being able to shop at a particular store before 12 noon on Sunday. It doesn't bug me. So I hope they get her done. But you better let them know what you think today if you have a senator in the legislature that is responsive to your points. Got to go.
Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings. Right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.